fourth quarter of play here at the Chris Stringer Memorial Gym in Wausau, Alaska, with the team coach Jack holding a 64-43 lead over the Wausau Lake Rams. Cody Max takes the ball all the way, leaves it up no good. Jordan Hamilton makes a follow, and Jordan puts it up and in. A lot of King Cove supporters here at the gym tonight, lighting the balcony, seating, or not seating, everyone standing. Rams get the ball down low to Tim Knight. He's triple teamed, comes up. Jordan Hamilton nearly drew a Smith foul there, and the ball is out of bounds. Off to Zion Mack after the missed shot over to the Rams. A lot of King Cove fans here. Rams windbound now underneath the basket. Taylor Roth calling for the play, launches it out to Tim Knight. Back to Taylor Roth. He's going to launch a two-pointer, and no good. Rebounded by Josiah Mack. That was to Cody Mack, and Cody took the NBA three steps, and he gets called for that one. LeBron can do it, but Cody can't yet. Turnover by the T-Jacks. 7:29 to play in the fourth quarter. Rams basketball. Taylor Roth goes between the legs, spins, kicks it top to Jesse Schaefer, over to Josh Grissom. He's double-teamed by Drayton and Johnny. Now a near steal by Cody. Back to Grissom. He gets it across to Taylor Roth for the open three, and it's good. Taylor Roth with his fourth or fifth three-pointer of the night, and the T-Jacks lead cut to even 20. Johnny drives, and they call him for palming the ball, I think. Johnny did a hesitation dribble, and the official explaining to him why he was called for traveling. Wasn't palming the ball, but Johnny's got that hesitation, and the referee made the call. So Taylor Roth inbound, or puts the ball inside, stolen by the T-Jacks. Goes down to Johnny, who maneuvers around the body. Oh, he misses the shot. Josiah Mack gets it back and puts it in. Johnny just missed the layup, kept the ball alive, and Josiah capitalizes for his sixth point of the game. Tim Knight with the ball. Down to Ethan Jenkins, and he misses the shot. Rebound pulled down by Jordan Hamilton to Drayton Newman to Johnny Sanderson. Johnny goes behind the back, drives the middle of the lane, puts it up. And a blocking foul is going to be called on number 25 for the Rams, Tim Knight. And Johnny's shot rolled off the rim. And so he'll go to the line for two. 68-46, T-Jacks with 6:29 to play in this one. Johnny spins the ball in his hand, dribbles twice, puts it up, and good. Johnny now with 26 to lead all scorers. Cody Mack closely behind with 22. Devin Mack enters the game for Josiah Mack. He takes his place in the lane, his first action of the night. Johnny gets the ball back, two dribbles, and nothing but net. 2 for 2 from the stripe for Johnny. T-Jacks 70, Wausau Lake 46. Full court pressure now by the T-Jacks. Drayton Newman with a near steal, but the ball goes up to Tim Knight. He dribbles in. Jordan Hamilton stands straight up. The shot is up, no good. Taylor Roth saves it. Goes up for the reverse, no good. And the ball's going to be out of bounds to the T-Jacks. We're down at the other end of the floor. It looked like it might have gone out of bounds off Devin Mack, but it was not. Good hustle underneath the boards there by Devin, and the T-Jacks have the ball. Johnny brings it down. Dribbling above the three-point arc. Gets it to Jordan Hamilton. Jordan looking around. Back to Johnny. Down to Devin. Devin launches the two. No good. And the ball hit Cody right in the face. Knocked his glasses off, and he recovers. And here's a block on the other end by Johnny Samuelson. He goes behind the back, brings it down full speed, trying to behind the back pass. Johnny trying to behind the back pass. It's caught on his back. The ball is recovered by Ethan Jenkins, who then traveled, and the T-Jacks will have the ball underneath. 5:39 to play, fourth quarter, 70-46, T-Jacks lead. Here's the pass into Jordan Hamilton for two. Once again, the Ram defenders divided, and Jordan was there to lay it in. Taylor Roth gives it down to Grissom, nearly traveled, no call made. Hands the ball off to Roth for the long distance three, and he hits it from the left corner. 72-49, T-Jacks by 23. 5:18 to play. Johnny Samuelson comes down the right side with the ball. Picks up his dribble. Passes it down to Cody Mack. Cody thinks left. Gives it underneath to Jordan Hamilton. Jordan's shot off the glass. Rolls around and off. No good. Rams rebound. Ethan Jenkins over to Taylor Roth. Kicks it down to Josh Grissom. His pass is nearly intercepted by Devin Mack. To Taylor Roth. Back to Josh Grissom. Now we have a block by Johnny Samuelson as the ball goes out of bounds. and balk in the last couple of minutes. Rams ball out on the side. Taylor Roth with an NBA three, and that gets nothing but air. But it goes out of bounds off the hand of Drayton Newman, who is attempting to catch it for the rebound. Rams ball. Taylor Roth has it tipped away by Newman. Jordan Hamlin gets it to Cody Mack. He outlets it. Johnny Samuelson. Johnny with the travel. He's holding his left hip. He went to plant his foot to give a pass to Devin Mack. And his foot slipped on the floor there, and he's calling for the travel. Taylor Roth now with the ball for Rams. Left wing to Josh Grissom. He's closely guarded by Johnny and Cody. Gets it underneath to Taylor Roth, who drives against Jordan Hamilton. The ball's up. No good. Johnny comes off the rebound. Here's a lob for Cody. And that one's going to be too far. Cody laughing at Johnny. He says, I was out of room there. Not much room around the playing floor here. Jordan Hamilton with a near interception. The ball goes through, and the shot is missed there by Grissom. Johnny with it comes down quickly, and there's going to be a reach-in foul. Number 23, Taylor Roth with the foul. I'm sorry, number 20, Josh Grissom called for the reach. T-Jack's ball on the side. Underneath us, we can't see that part of the playing floor. Johnny gets it to Drayton. Back to Johnny, and pass for Jordan Hamilton, and there's an over-the-back foul. That's on number 25, Tim Knight. And the T-Jacks are going to run the football play. Four players line up at half court, down in their stance. Johnny with the ball underneath. And the referee will not let him run the play. Oh, okay. No, they went to the scorer's bench and found out that the T-Jacks are now in the bonus. I thought they were telling them they couldn't run the play. Instead, Jordan will go to the line for a 1-1. Dalton Gould checks into the game for the T-Jacks. Jordan's shot is up and good. Jordan now with 12 points on the night. And he'll have one more. Devin Mack and Drayton Newman in the lane for the T-Jacks against four Ram players. Jordan takes the ball, sights it in, launches it, short. And the rebound comes off to Josh Grissom. He gets it to Tim Knight over to Taylor Roth. He'll bring it across the timeline as the clock ticks down to 4 minutes to go in this one. T-Jacks lead 73-49. Josh Grissom with it, closely guarded there by Devin Mack. And Devin gets a 5 second call. Nice defense by freshman Devin Mack as he just ate Josh Grissom's lunch on that one. And Grissom commits a 5 second violation. Nice defense by Devin. The T-Jacks get the ball. Johnny brings it across to Dalton Gould, over to Devin Mack. Devin back to Johnny. Jordan opening the lane. Johnny hits him with the pass. Dishes it to Drayton Newman, and Trent lays it in. Nice play there by the T-Jacks, and Drayton Newman finishes it off with his first two of the night, and the T-Jacks increase their lead to 26-75-49. Here's a wild shot by the Rams, rebounded by Johnny Samuelson. He brings it down quickly, gets it to Devin Mack in the corner. Devin, what's the call? Devin called for a travel right below us as he faked left and wanted to go down the baseline against Jesse Schaefer. Turnover T-Jacks. Drayton Newman comes to the bench. Nice performance turned in by Drayton in the second half. And he's replaced by Larry Bear, number 33. Larry down low on the T-Jacks 2-3 zone. Larry closely guarding Ethan Jenkins. He goes around, puts it up, no good. Jordan Hamilton taps the ball out, but it's recovered by Josh Grissom. Taylor Roth in the corner, no good. And rebound is off of Tim Knight. Out of bounds to the T-Jacks. Larry Bear there on the box out. Larry will inbound the ball to Christensen. As Johnny Samuelson has come out, and Christian dribbles between the defenders, gets it to Jordan Hamilton. Jordan lays it up, no good, gets the rebound back, and he dribbles it out, kicks it over to Devin Mack. Devin down to Larry Bear. Larry gives it back to Devin Mack. Devin goes up with the shot, no good. Ball is rebounded by Ethan Jenkins. 2:30 to play, 75-49 T-Jacks. Taylor Roth stops the dribble, closely guarded by Dalton Gould. Ball goes crossed, and the pass, and his foot, back foot, steps on the out-of-bounds line. Turnover to the T-Jacks. All twos on the time clock as Larry Bear inbounds the ball to Christian Christensen. Christian dribbles it up, passes to Jordan Hamilton. Jordan hits Devin Mack. Devin passes the ball to Christensen, who dished it off to Dalton Gould, but it skipped away from behind. Dalton was open there for a two. Nice look by Christian, a good recovery defense by the Rams. Christian will inbound the ball now, gets it in to Jordan Hamilton. Jordan holding it, dribbles, spins, passes it out to Devin Mack, tipped away, but Devin recovers it, now it's tipped away again. Larry Bear has it, it's tipped away from Larry, and they're saying the ball's off of Larry out of bounds. Not sure about that call, but it goes against the T-Jacks. And now we have a conference between the officials. And they get the issue settled to the satisfaction of both. The other referee goes to the other end, and the Rams will inbound the ball. With 2:05 to play in this one, T-Jack 75, Rams 49. Jesse Schaefer dribbles in. Nice pass inside to Taylor Roth. He goes up and misses the shot, and it's pulled down by Jordan Hamilton. And Taylor Roth with the reach-in foul is going to send Hamilton to the line for another 1-1. With a minute 51 to go here on the fourth of the T-Jacks, Jordan Hamilton, who's played most of the second half with four fouls, continued to be aggressive on the boards and defensively, and he's also tallied 10 points in the second half. Larry Bear on the court with Devin Mack, Christian Christensen, and Dalton Utech Gould. Jordan's shot is up, rolls around, and no good. Rebound taken down by Seth Jenkins to Tim Knight. Tim brings it across the half-court line, dishes it off to Jesse Schaefer. He drives around Larry Bear, goes in, throws up a wild shot. Rebounded by Christensen. And he's going to be fouled from behind, and Christian will go to the line. I believe we might be shooting two now. That should put us in the double bonus. The referee's asking. Two shots, he signals. Two shots for Christensen. Christian with 2 points on the night. .140 to play. T-Jacks with a commanding 26-point lead. Christian dribbles the ball three times. Ames puts it up and off the back of the rim. No good. He'll have one more. Jordan Hamilton and Jacob Fertel talking there. Christian's shot goes in and out. No good. Rebound pulled down by Seth Jenkins, who dribbles up the court. Passes across to Tim Knight. Back to Josh Grissom. Down to Taylor Roth, who fakes a three, now puts up a three. Perfect block by Christensen, and the air ball pulled out by Jordan Hamilton. He hands it to Christensen. Christensen comes down. Dalton Gould has the ball, saves it. Dalton saved the errant pass, but then it hit the line. So to go back to the Rams with a minute 9 to go in the game. Rams inbound the ball. Turtle gets it to Taylor Roth. Off down for Knight, and the Turtle tipped away by Hamilton. He throws the outlet pass, and it's knocked out of bounds by Tim Knight. Russell down, getting Devin Mack to the wall, knocking it out of bounds. T-Jacks will have it underneath. They're running the stack. Christensen slaps the ball, passes it out to Hamilton. Hamilton looks to lock the ball into Devin Mack, and it's intercepted. Now the Rams on the fast break. Turtle goes in and lays it in. Applause to the crowd as Jacob Turtle gets his first points tonight. Christensen passes the ball down to Hamlin, and he goes up and puts it in off the glass. Two more points for Jordan. He's got 7 in the quarter, 14 for the game. Taylor Roth brings it across the timeline with under 30 seconds to go. Gets it down to Grissom, and he's, looks like a clean block by Christensen. But they're going to call Christian for the foul. And Grissom will go to the line for two. That looked plenty clean from our vantage point. Nonetheless, Josh Grissom at the line, dribbles the ball, bends his knees, and puts it up and in off the front rim. Good. To make the score 77-52, T-Jacks leading with 25.7 seconds left to go in this game. T-Jacks are going to remain undefeated, run their record to 9-0. Grissom's second shot is up. And nothing but net. 77-53. Christensen into Cody Mack, who's back in the game. He passed the ball to Christensen. It's stolen away. Ball is loose. And we have a foul on Cody Mack. A loose ball foul. Cody's fourth. And with 17.8 seconds, the Rams will have the ball out of bounds far side. Jacob Turtle inbound to Taylor Roth at the half-court line. Roth takes a pass, drives. Dalton Gould defending him nicely there on the side. A trap with Devin Mack. Gets the ball across to Josh Grissom for a three. Off the back of the iron, no good. And the rebound goes down by Tim Knight of the Rams, and he puts it back in. And there's a timeout on the floor with 4.2 seconds left to play. I think that was called by T-Jax coach Ralph Lindquist. So double sevens on the board for the T-Jax and double nickels for the Rams. 77-55. King Cove leads with 4.2 seconds to play in this Tuesday night matchup here at the Chris Stringer Memorial Gymnasium in Wasilla, Alaska. I'm Rob Lanham. It's been our pleasure to bring you this doubleheader tonight. The first game won by the King Cove Rookies over the Wasilla Lake Spartans. And the final score in that one was 51-20. Rookies, as they run their record to 3-1 with their third straight victory. And right now, the outcome of this one is no longer in doubt, as King Cove has put on a strong second half showing, and they lead by 22. Cody Mack will inbound the ball. Full court pressure by the Rams. Cody looking to launch a long pass. He gets it down to Christensen and tosses his hand out of bounds. And look like they were... The Rams win down the ball now with 2.9 seconds to go. Roth gets it. He launches a full court shot right on line, but short at the buzzer. And that ends this game with a final score, King Cove T-Jack 77. Wasilla Lake Christian Academy Rams 55. And we'll run down the scores for you real quick here before we send it back to the station. For the King Cove T-Jacks, Johnny Samuelson with 27, Cody Mack with 22, Jordan Hamilton with 14, Josiah Mack with 6, and two apiece for Mark Newton, Avery Samuelson, Drayton Newman, and Christian Christensen. The T-Jacks run their record, as we said, to a perfect 9-0. And tomorrow night, both teams will be taking on Lumen Christi High School down in Anchorage. So we hope to bring you that action live, and we hope that you'll join us on KSDP Radio, 830 AM, 88.1 FM, or live streaming on the Internet from Sandpoint, King Cove, Alaska. Thanks again to Kels and Virgil for bringing you this game from the station. And I'm Rob Lanham. And once again, our final score here tonight, the King Cove T-Jack 77, Wasilla Lake Rams 55. Good night, everyone.
All righty. Thank you so much, Rob. I'm going to let you go, and we'll get back to the music for just a sec.
Sounds good, Virgil, and we hope to see you tomorrow night.